Plans for Shell Oil's Arctic drilling fleet to dock in Seattle may be put on hold. Today, Mayor Ed Murray and city council members released a joint statement. They're directing the city's Department of Planning and Development to investigate a lease that would allow Shell's fleet to dock at Terminal 5. I spoke with City Councilman Mike O'Brien. He's been vocal about his opposition to the lease, and he's initiated a call for this investigation. He says the lease may actually violate the Port of Seattle's permits for Terminal 5.
Port of Seattle is currently operating Terminal 5 under a permit that allows it to operate as a cargo terminal, you know, where containers are loaded and offloaded on its ships. And there may have been multiple players on there over the years, that's fine. But what we're saying now is we think that the Port of Seattle is in violation of their permit if instead of using Terminal 5 as a cargo terminal, they're going to use it to be repairing damaged Arctic vessels. And so I'm doing everything I can, I believe my colleagues are on board with that, to reverse the decision that the Port of Seattle made.
And what's your mechanism for being able to do that at the City Council?
The way most permits work in the city, including this type of permit, is we issue the permit based on information that's received, and only investigate when someone says, we think the permittee is violating the terms of the permit. So we're asking the Department of Planning and Development to investigate because based on terms in the lease agreement, we think that may put the port in violation of that permit.
Environmental groups have filed a lawsuit against the port on this. Will the City Council get involved, say, filing a friend of the court brief?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that yet. I think we share the concerns with the environmental community. I'm appalled that the whole concept that the Arctic drilling fleet would be part of our Seattle skyline in the future and that part of our economy would be about, you know, destroying our planet and drilling in the Arctic. You know, I think that the Port of Seattle and the Port Commissioners made a mistake in allowing this to get as far as it has to date. We all make mistakes. I still think there's a number of opportunities to pull this back and correct that mistake. And I know that the Port talks about their commitment to the environment. I believe the Port Commissioners do believe in the environment. And I think there's going to be opportunities in the coming weeks for them to reverse the decision and make things right.
Now, you mentioned the global aspects of climate change that are one aspect of this, but what's at stake for Seattle? Is there a concern about our local waters and this facility being nearby?
There may be. You know, the information that has been shared with us has been very little. It's been a, you know, very secretive process through the Port of Seattle. There are a lot of kind of closed-door negotiations, so we don't know exactly what is going to transpire at that terminal. Certainly concerns about oil rigs and repairs happening. What does that mean to our Duwamish waterway, which we're cleaning up? But beyond that, you know, the idea that we are going to partake in you know, profiting from drilling in the Arctic, which will ultimately result in Terminal 5 and, frankly, most of our industrial land being underwater in the near future, if it's successful, is just, it makes no sense. It's absurd.
Advocates of this say that if it doesn't happen in Seattle, it's going to happen somewhere else. This really won't achieve your larger goal of having this effort stopped that you say will increase the possibility of global climate change. They say it's going to happen whether it happens here or not.
Well, obviously, I disagree with that. I mean, if I felt that we were doomed to, you know, massive temperature rises, breaking through that 2-degree and catastrophic change, and Arctic drilling was inevitable, we wouldn't be having this fight. Specifically, what I've heard is that the only two ports that Shell Oil is considering to do this work in is in Seattle and in Dutch Harbor. And we know they're looking at Seattle first because Dutch Harbor is very problematic. It's a remote port. The weather's tough. The taxing situation in Alaska is hard on them. And so it's not even clear that drilling in the Arctic makes any financial sense at all. I think that by Seattle saying no to hosting this drilling fleet, it may be the piece that takes Shell, who's the last oil company trying to drill in the Arctic right now. Everyone else has pulled out, and this may be the thing that gets them to pull out too.
Seattle City Councilman Mike O'Brien. Today, city officials directed the Department of Planning and Development to investigate plans allowing Shell's Arctic drilling fleet to dock in Seattle. If the department finds Shell's use of Terminal 5 would violate current permits, the Port of Seattle would have to apply for a new permit and conduct additional environmental reviews to move forward with the lease. Port commissioners are not commenting, but the port did issue a statement. A spokesman said the port believes it has complied with the necessary requirements. I'm Ross Reynolds.